6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Amar Mechaber says the holy, holy Mesilas Yesharim as right from the beginning. Achibar Azeh lo chibarat alam le'adam asher asher lo yado. I'm not here to teach anyone what they don't know. So says the Ramchal that we know it. Elalazkiram, I'm just reminding you what you already know. Asayadulam kfar mufursim etzlam pirsum gadol. Not only do you know it, but you know it like the most. You the mostly know it. Kilo simtabur of the ilam dvarm sharov bnei adam yodim asavlam establigam klal. Most people have no suffix about what I'm going to say. Ella, what? Shafirov, Pirsuman, Ganamash, Amitim, Gulilakol. The more something is revealed, Kacha Helame, Matsumurva, Shikharaba. The more something is obvious, the more we forget about it. For example, so how? What do I need to live? About 3 million. No, I need air. Who do you love the most? We love ourselves the most. Who do we neglect the most? We neglect ourselves the most. That's just the way of the world. We all know we're going to die. We all know what life is. But for some reason, that's why Olam is called Olam, which means Helam. It's hidden. It's hidden. Why is it hidden? Because the world hides from us and we forget what reality is. Al-Kain, Ein Atolas Al-Nilgum Zasev Yotum Enakir Boi Pam Achas. So it's not just reading it once. You don't say, oh, I learned Mesilas Yesharim already. I did this already. This is where I got the quote, right? Motivation doesn't last. Neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. So being close to yourself and being close to Hashem and living the life that you want to live does not last. That's why we have to remind ourselves. Oh, what's the Chiddush? What did I learn? No, Shloya Bifnei Kriyaso Lamat. No, it could be I'm not going to get so much new concepts. But what's the gain? But what happens? It happens when I review it and I constantly know it. Right? I'll call that complex trauma. Complex trauma is not just one event that happens to someone. It's constant. It's constant. It's when something is constantly happening over and over, where you didn't get the attention that you needed. Like, what's the big deal? What happened? Nothing happened. Oh, it was just every day when I came home, the person who was supposed to be there for me was not there for me. But it happened every day, over and over and over and over and over and over. That's in a certain way more deep than regular trauma. Knocked it out. What happens is it will push away those things that, meaning what happens is when we talk like this for less than 10 minutes, when we talk like this, what it does is it reminds us, we're only 3 minutes in. What? And I said less than 10 minutes, we could stop right now.
Tzadikim rather my 11 minutes, man.
Crazy. What happens is all it does is remind me, oh, who do you love the most? I love myself. Wow, that's so profound. No, it's not. It's just small. Go tell your little, Emir Tashem, you'll tell your little brother now, or you tell your little kid, you say, I remember we were sitting once talking about this, and my son, I forgot, Shlomari was like, I don't know, 5 years old, 7 years old, like, oh, just be you. Be true to you. Like, huh? Of course I'm true to me. Like, it's so stupid. Like, of course. It's so obvious. Okay, but that's what happens. So obvious. Of course I know what I got to do. It's so obvious. But what happens? This world distracts us. The Syracuse. If you look at the world, people with brains, right? What do? Go to college. Go do things. Right? Make sure you go, you learn what's in the brain. Smarts, who's the smartest in the class, who's the best in learning, all that stuff. This guy's bright, he's going to be a lawyer, he's going to be a doctor, this guy's rich, IQ, a lot of IQ. You guys know what IQ is. And then what's the other one? EQ. Who are the most, statistically, the most successful people? The EQ people. I mean, Elon Musk is a good child. Okay, but whatever. Acherim
l'mlachos.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It's a different conversation. Acherim because you Yisrael HaKodesh. That's not successful. I don't know what's successful. Acherim because you Yisrael HaKodesh. And Limra Torah Gedosha. Incredible. The Ramchal is talking about us. He's talking about people who learn Torah. No. The heads. Mehem b'pilpul halachas. Mehem b'drash. Mehem p'skei hadinim. But how many people, and they say, oh, it's a new wave of love of Judaism. It's a new called acceptance Judaism. No, it's not. It's called Judaism. It's not a new Judaism. Oh, there's a new wave, new things going on. There's nothing new going on. We just forgot. We forgot the truth. So we have to be reminded. Nothing here that we're doing is new. We're learning the same Mesillas Yesharim. We're doing the same exact thing. Doing the same exact thing. The Rav Baruch from Mezhber says, you know who's in Gullus? He says, the Ani is in Gullus. I'm in Gullus. He made that up. Before Sigmund Freud, who's the father of psychology, he's talking about exiles. That's the way it works. Like we said today in Shir, is that new stuff to be in touch with yourself? Is that a new wave? But what do we have to do? We have to remind ourselves what life is about. We have to remind ourselves, who doesn't want to have the most incredible marriage in the world? Who doesn't want to be the best father in the world? Oh, what a chiddush. Is that a chiddush? Who doesn't want to be the best, feel good about yourself when you wake up in the morning? Is that a chiddush? We just have to remind ourselves of it. We have to talk about it. Ach ma'atim yu min aminazeh, only 7 minutes? Is this slow?
No, I'm going to look at the clock. It's right.
I love it. Slow down. Where's Matis? Where's Matis' song? Slow down. That's why I love that song. Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin it like that. Now let's talk about love. I want to talk about love. Oh, love, because he needs to talk about love. What, and you don't need to talk about love because you have a long beard? What? Who's Shaychus? Because you live in this town, so you don't have to talk about love. Oh, that's only for them. It doesn't discriminate whether you say burichata or baruchata or your yarmulke's this big or that big or you went to this yeshiva, that yeshiva. Is that discriminatory? Ahava is ahava, yira is yira, tveikus v'akol sharka chalke chsidus. He's talking about chsidus. Chsidus also, it's all the same thing. You know what? I'm stopping at 8 minutes, less than 8 minutes. Will change your life, keeps everything away, keeps us connected to what we need to be connected to. Thank you.